Joined by Grizzlies forward Spencer Dorowitz, opened the scoring in the series after a stalemate in the first period, thanks in large part to your goaltender Ethan Jemiah. He was huge in the first period. Just talk about all the way through tonight, made some big stops for you guys.
Ethan's been unbelievable for us. Tonight he really still in his head. Not like I can go on and on. He's been our MVP here since the deadline, and pretty thankful to have him.
The second period begins scoreless there. What did you guys think after the first period?
After the first period, we were happy to be tied. The shots were pretty one-sided. We had a really good chance there by Klaus. Thought we scored, but I think really the chances were the same. They put the more pucks on net. Other than that, it really wasn't. It was a good solid period for us. We were happy to be tied going into the second.
Do you have a kind of just shorten the game approach when you're the road team and the underdog in game one of a series, or what did you guys come in here with mentality-wise?
We came in here just wanted to take the body, get in their face, be pests out there, and we came in here and we did the right thing, took the body, and we shut down their top guy, Collins, there, and that was really our game plan.
Second period, you get your chance. Talk about coming up ice and seeing things work out the way they did.
Well, it was actually a bad shift by us. We were kind of hemmed in our own end, kept coming back. They kept dumping it in, and finally they were delayed offside or something, and I kind of got the puck in the middle. Gave actually not a great pass to Hubs, but he managed to pick it up, and the guy went to and missed the poke check on him, and he somehow got it to me, chipped it back to me, and I was coming up, and their D-man, he fell or tripped or something, and I just kind of made sure I got the puck around him and just saw the goalie and then came back the other way and went in for me.
It was pretty nice to move on the breakaway there, a nice balance to be able to get back to the backhand there. Opening goal in the series, just how important was that?
Oh, that was a great feeling. It was exciting to get that one, get the playoff monkey off my back already. Is a great feeling, and our line was really rolling, so I hope we can keep that up, and I'm looking forward to game two.
Your line winds up having Dylan Hubs and Bart Moran on it this year. In the playoffs last year, it was Mitch Owsley, filling that left wing role. What are those two guys like to play in the playoffs, and how much do you notice that, they pick up their pace?
Those guys are two of the hardest working guys I've ever played with, and it's pretty awesome to play with two 20-year-olds out there leading the way, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it and hoping we can I can help them out as much as I can and we can work together and put the puck in the net.
Physical play obviously is going to be key in this series. Everyone knows that going in. Tony Kuehler had a real big hit in the first period, a couple of them actually, and Matt Hangers, sends the opening salvo 14 seconds in. Just how important are guys like that for you?
Oh, those guys, they're so important to us. They're doing their role perfectly, taking the body. Kuehler's line, Kearney. All those guys, Aramenko, when they take the body like that, it just brings us up and we get excited and it just brings us that energy and we can go out there and go shift by shift and get the momentum back when they're doing stuff like that, and it's awesome to see, and if they can keep that up, I think we're going to go a long way here.
Third period, the go-ahead goal winds up being a shot by Hanger tipped in by Onischuk. How nice was it to see that go in with under 10 minutes left, and what kind of lift did you guys get?
Oh, that was awesome. I actually just was off a shift and didn't really see it. I was kind of catching my breath, and next thing I know, I kind of just seen Hanger wind up, and it was in the back of the net. I didn't see the tip or anything, but it definitely was a big lift for us, and we got the momentum back there in the third. It was kind of could have gone either way there for the momentum, and finally we had that big jump, and that was a huge goal, and we just kind of we held them off and got pucks deep and maintained the one-goal lead.
So you get, not to use a gambling analogy here, but you get an opportunity to come back here with a little bit of house money there tomorrow night after banking one win here. What's going to be the key to coming out and playing desperate tomorrow?
Well, we know we had to at least win one game in this barn in order to win the series, and we thought might as well make it tonight. So, we're going to come in tomorrow and same game plan, shut down their top guys. Wear them down, get pucks deep, and just try and get some greasy goals.